Welcome into another edition of Let's Get Local here for you on Mad Radio 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. We are in the Solidarity Realty studios here in Madison. Thanks to Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative for sponsoring the studios. And of course, before we get to our first guest today, we have to thank our sponsors for the show, at least some of them to start. Forward Tide Boxing, remember Abby and Brendan there doing some good things with Krav Maga. And also you can get into Muay Thai. They are located on Rimrock Road here in Madison. Easy Office Products, our friends Gary and Rose Moles over at EZOP. They make buying office products easy. So the website, EZOP.com, for more information there. And they deliver to your home office or your business office. And finally, as we bring our next guest on, who likes to have some stylish eyewear, we plug our friends at Ula Eyewear, Brittany, Margo, the team over at Ula Eyewear at Hilldale Shopping Center. Our first guest this week on Let's Get Local is at a local hospital in Edgerton. It's Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, and its CEO, Mark Augsburger.
Glad to have the opportunity to be on the show today.
Edgerton Hospital and Health Services has been around a lot longer than most people think. And of course, it's evolved over the years, but tell people a little bit about the hospital.
Absolutely. So you're right. The hospital has been around for 100 years, August this year. That's very exciting for us here at the hospital. A lot of people think the hospital is a lot newer than that because we're in a newer facility. So as of October 1st of 2023, our hospital will have been open for 12 years in the actual building, but we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year at the hospital. So we started years and years ago in a house here in Edgerton. That house, at least part of it, still exists. Got moved to a much larger building, and the building was added on to a few times, but 12 years ago, the financing department and hospital administration found the time, the energy, and the money to build us a new facility here. So we love it here in Edgerton, and certainly, again, can't say enough about our 100th anniversary.
It's obviously organizations over that period of time change and evolve so much. One thing that's evident, though, if you come down to Edgerton Health, Hospital and Health Services, is the community connection. This community is really connected to this hospital and health system, and that's really the goal of Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, too, isn't it? To serve this community.
That's right. We really take pride in serving the community currently here in Edgerton, as well as we have a satellite nurse practitioner family practice clinic in Milton. We love the whole feeling of providing high quality care, bringing in specialists from all over, world-class care right here close to home. And we have some really exciting opportunities too, that not only do we have the hospital here in Edgerton, but we opened a brand new clinic in April right downtown on Fulton Street in the heart of Edgerton, where we've moved the majority of our specialist physicians, and as well have added mental health. And it's something that Edgerton Hospital has not had before. So we're very, very excited about adding that new service to our community as well.
Mark, you've been here just a couple of years now at the hospital, but a lot has advanced recently. Why was that so important, you think, when you stepped into this role?
Yeah, it's really important, first of all, for the vibrancy of the hospital, of course. But again, it all goes back to the communities that we serve. It's really important to keep people at home as much as possible. So that's why it's really important for us to be able to bring these world-class physicians to our facility to be able to see patients, rather than needing to travel a lot further, whether it be, you know, in Madison, driving the Beltline. I know the listeners drive the Beltline all of the time. But, you know, for older folks or folks that don't live in Madison, it's nice to be able to stay at home. We have providers that also come from out of state, from the Milwaukee area. It's just great to be able to build that connection, as you mentioned, for the community and provide more and more services that keep people happy and keep them from driving so far.
Centered here in Edgerton, we're talking with CEO Mark Augsburger of Edgerton Hospital and Health Services. The website is edgertonhospital.com, edgertonhospital.com for more information. But Mark, it's something, we're centered here in Edgerton, and you mentioned the Milton Clinic, but really this is a resource for this area, right? People can come to utilize these services, you know, if it's more convenient for them. And there are some conveniences here, I think, that are important to point out to listeners.
Not unlike some other hospitals, we have a 24/7 emergency department, which we have to keep. But one of the things that we've really got going for us is that our general wait to get into the emergency to see a physician is much less time than maybe in a bigger facility. Usually you're here within 5 to 7 minutes, you're almost always back into a room, able to see an emergency physician as quickly as possible. The other really cool thing here that we have going for us at Edgerton, as our emergency physicians are board certified ED physicians. So we have the best of the best that we're able to have to see and care for you here. And then again, we bring in, we have a specialty group for cardiology, pulmonology, podiatry, ears, nose, throat. All of those specialties are right here in Edgerton. You don't need to drive out to have the opportunity to see those high-level specialists. It's right here at home.
That's fantastic. The other thing I want to say is with some of these services being here as well, and the convenience, it really is a situation where individuals, like you said, might for diagnostics, for testing, for things like that too, right, that are available to them, and they might be able to get those tests done much quicker.
It sure is. We have a lot of specialty testing here that you think of. We have MRI here. We have a CAT scan. You know, we have regular radiology equipment. Everybody's here 24/7, laboratory services. Then we have world-class rehab services as well. Our new orthopedic services that we have here in town, the orthopedic surgeons have for quite some time utilized our rehab services, whether it be inpatient if they've had a surgery, or they're here for a swing bed rehab kind of situation, or if they're outpatient coming in for rehab of joint surgery, hand surgery, anything like that, we're really able to take care of those patients, and the providers, the physicians are so very happy. You know, we'll take that one step further now too. As I just mentioned, we've added orthopedics in the last month here, and we're very, very excited to be hosting our orthopedic the orthopedic surgeons here 5 days a week. And so every day during the week, we now have a regular clinic to see orthopedics, everything from discussions about joint replacement to shoulder kind of issues, hand, arm, leg, ankle, foot. We're doing it all now, which is super important and super exciting for a smaller community like Edgerton.
Talking with CEO of Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, Mark Augsburger. And there's a lot to like here at Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, no doubt. And it is a resource for South Central Wisconsin and individuals around. The other thing that's key to point out is so many insurances accepted here as well, Mark, that maybe people don't realize. So it is something they can check with their insurances. They can look, it's listed on the website, edgertonhospital.com, and find out if their insurance is accepted here too.
That's right. We take just a myriad of insurances. And of course, if there are any questions, we always advise patients to check with their insurances first. Sometimes if you give the hospital a call, we can help them out with those kind of questions as well. But again, there's very few that we don't take. And that's exciting because that helps to spread the service capabilities of who we care for and what we can take care of here local to our communities.
So when you talk about all the services and everything else, there's a lot that goes into it. There's people behind all of that. In this particular week, Nurses Week and Hospital Week is an opportunity to celebrate the people that that serve the community. So talk a little bit about what that means to you.
It is. And this last week, we really celebrated all of our staff by we kicked off with a special celebration for a DAISY Award. And a DAISY Award is an international award that normally is awarded by each facility one time a year. And we had a super recipient this year, Amy Lau, who worked in our Milton Clinic for many years and is our new psychiatric RN that's assisting our psychiatric nurse practitioners. What a exciting day to get that award to her. And then during the rest of the week, we did everything from drawing for gift cards daily to little bags, goodie bags with hospital logo swag on them. We provided all kinds of meals and, popcorn mocktail day. We had a cookout on Wednesday, and it's so nice to be able to celebrate our staff here that work with us daily. One more thing that we'll be doing for sure is next week is EMS week. And we certainly take the time to recognize all of the EMS providers out there. I know we have a number of services that come and service our patients here at the hospital, whether they're bringing them to the emergency department, might be assisting with getting patients home, or if we have a very high acuity patient that needs to go elsewhere, they're medically transporting them out. And all next week, we will actually take the time to have some goodies and some fun things in the emergency department to celebrate what they're doing for us and for our community as well.
We've got to head to a break, but when we come back, we'll talk more celebrations and things coming up here at Edgerton Hospital right after this on Let's Get Local. You're a million miles from reality. Welcome back into Let's Get Local. Jason Hayden, your host here. We are still with CEO of Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, Mark Augsburger, who's joining us once again. Mark, before the break, we were getting into some of these celebratory things, and there's more happening here at the hospitals with things in your healing garden. We know there's an event coming up there, and also the 100-year celebration this summer. That's quite an achievement, 100 years in existence for the hospital.
Yeah, just seems crazy. Not very many of us were probably around when the hospital came into existence. So, but it's great to be celebrating that 100 years. But before we get to our 100-year celebration in August, we have a huge celebration that our foundation is hosting. It's their annual large fundraiser. It's called Sensation. And it's named after all of the beautiful scents that can be smelled in our healing garden. All 3 acres of our garden consist of different floral events, things that our world-class gardener, Mark Dwyer, sets up for us. Mark is our full-time guy, that horticulturist that knows plants inside and out. you need to know a scientific name, he's the guy to go to. I'm certainly amazed by that wealth of knowledge. But back to the foundation, our foundation is hosting the Sensation event on June the 23rd. And we held our first Sensation event last year. And the foundation found it to be so successful that they absolutely want it to continue. So this year, there's some really exciting things going on there. We're going to have people dressed in the 20s themes because of the 100-year celebration. And so we already know that there's women purchasing flapper dresses. We're actually going to have an original 1923 Buick that came off the assembly line, actually, in August of 1923. So it's celebrating its 100th year, and it's going to be celebrating right here with us. So we're really excited for the June event, where the event will have opportunities for people to actually taste various wines, beers from local distilleries, from local wineries, from local breweries. And that's just really exciting, something that started last year and it's going to continue.
And it's a Friday night, June 23rd, as Mark just mentioned, and you can head to edgertonhospital.com for more information about where to get tickets and how to get those tickets. Mark, also, you mentioned the 100-year celebration. I mean, this is going to be a big celebration of a pretty big achievement and really just a commitment to this community.
It is. The 100-year celebration is just going to be absolutely amazing. So we're going to have some various activities for the community, for the kids in the community. We're going to have bounce houses. We're going to have food trucks coming in, and that's something that community is going to be able to go up and enjoy, you know, the various ethnic foods, et cetera, around. There's going to be lots of posters that have painstakingly been put together that looks at each of our departments, numerous years. Lots of old pictures, first and last babies, some other really, really exciting things that are going to be happening on August the 26th, late afternoon into the evening. And boy, we're hoping that we get lots of people there. Another big piece to that day is we're going to have a freebie for the community, and it's going to be a great logo t-shirt for, I don't know, the first few hundred to pick up anyways and take home as a souvenir of our event.
And so that event, the celebration, is free to enter, but there's food for sale, things like that. And you can get some in on some of the prize drawings and things like that, like you mentioned.
That's right. Nothing like picking up a little bit of hospital swag to keep comfortable in at home, or show your pride as you get around the community.
We're talking with CEO of Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, Mark Augsburger, here to finish up the first half of the show. Mark, I know this has been a really interesting last couple of years for the hospital and transition, but it's really exciting to see the commitment advancing towards what the community needs. And I know that's something that's been important to everyone here. About that is really kind of identifying that you do a process, right? That with the community health needs assessments every 3 years.
We do. Our community health needs assessment was done this year with a company out of Kansas called VVV Consulting. And we were very excited to do that. Our final results are being tabulated right now on Thursday of this past week. We took the time to spend an extra hour and a half on a Zoom call with the consulting firm to tidy up all of the finishing pieces of the report that's going to be put together, as well as this was the first opportunity for some community members to hear the top seven items that came out of this consultative report. And so we'll be sharing them with the community fairly soon. This report is due no later than December 31st of this year. We're well ahead of time, which is really important so that we really know what kind of projects we're going to be working with the community on over the next 3 years.
As CEO of Edgerton Hospital and Health Services, Mark Augsburger. The website again, edgertonhospital.com, edgertonhospital.com. A lot of great things happening here just south of Madison, so check them out. Mark, thanks so much for your time and filling in our audience about what's happening at Edgerton Hospital.
Hey, thanks, Jason. It's been great being here.
You're listening to Let's Get Local. We'll be back to talk with Eric Fleming of St. Vincent de Paul in Madison right after this break. Don't let me take. And welcome back into Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Glad you're with us today here on this Saturday. It's really great that we do have our wonderful sponsors with us each and every week. And we plug three of them off the beginning of the show. And I got to tell you the other ones here because they all need the spotlight on them. The Progress Center for Black Women. We really appreciate Sabrina Madison and the team there for supporting the show, bringing their voice to it, and also supporting other local stories. You can check out them at centerforblackwomen.org. That's centerforblackwomen.org. Sabrina's always up to something good and always progress. We do have our friends with Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, she's been on the program a number of times, one of my favorites. And Sue, a little extra love to you as her, unfortunately, her dad passed away here last week. But our thoughts and hugs to Sue. Appreciate her. And again, to support her work, evolutionfinplan.com. And then Madison Top Company, promotions. They can brand anything you want, make anything you want. You can find out more about Megan, Aaron, and the Frank family that runs Madison Top Company, madisontop.com. We get now a chance to learn about another organization. First half of the show, we learned about a regional hospital. And now in the second half of the show, we get to talk with Eric over at St. Vincent de Paul of Madison and learn more about this organization, which I think there's a lot more to it than you might realize. So, Eric, thanks for taking time to be on the show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, I'm going to pitch it to you. Give people the overview of St. Vincent de Paul. I think, you know, when I thought of it, I thought, oh, it's just clothing. You know, you can go there and pick up some, find some good buys once in a while, but there's a lot more happening there than that.
Yeah. So St. Vincent de Paul is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, international nonprofits in the world. It was actually founded in 1833 in Paris, France. It was essentially founded by a group of college students that were challenged during a debate about, you know, what has your church or what has your faith done for the poorest of the poor? And that really struck a chord with our founder, which is actually Frederick Ossenaam. It's not St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul was actually a few decades before Frederick Ossenaam came around. And he was obviously, you know, in that time, and part of the world, was just such a revered person for his work with helping the poor, especially the poorest of the poor. And so we have kind of the patron name under St. Vincent de Paul. Anyway, this Frederick Ossenaam dude and some of his college buddies created the society. So it's the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And it started with just small groups of individuals going into the streets, the slums of Paris, and really sitting with people that were really struggling and getting to know them, trying to understand their greatest needs at hand, even beyond being hungry or needing clothing. And then from there, it just spread. And it came into the United States actually in 1925, and they landed in St. Louis. And to this day, St. Louis is the national headquarters for St. Vincent de Paul in America. And in Madison, St. Vincent de Paul came into our great city in 1925. So St. Vincent de Paul, Madison, Dane County, which is the organization that I represent, we really focus on Dane County. And we are looking at filling the needs, filling the gaps in regards to helping our neighbors that are really struggling. And so, as you kind of alluded to, you know, some people, or probably more than some, just view St. Vincent de Paul or just have an understanding that we have a number of thrift stores, you know, in the Madison or greater Madison area. But in fact, those thrift stores are only in existence to help us find the resources, to have the resources for our human services, for our human programming all throughout Dane County. So our organization, actually, its primary operations is in a number of different areas. We have one of the largest food pantries in Dane County. We have a a food pantry garden that provides fresh food, fresh produce, strictly for our pantry. We also have a charitable pharmacy, and it's the only standalone pharmacy in the state of Wisconsin, which means that it's independent. It's not part of any healthcare system or, you know, any hospital. And we fill tons of prescriptions for uninsured individuals and families that are at 200% or below the federal poverty line. Then we do a number of other programs. We have a program called the Seton Program, and that actually caters to custodial adults with minor children. And it really focuses on people that were recently homeless, recently doubled up, living, you know, on somebody's couch. And we come in with wraparound services, and we try to really help them stabilize their life and go from surviving to thriving, and to make sure that they're not going back into a potential homeless or doubled up situation. We also have a number of customized programs that really help, again, individuals and families that just need an injection of help right here and right now. So we help with utilities, with rent, with a fuel, and the list kind of goes on and on from there. But we really try to customize our help. So in other words, when somebody comes to us and they share all of their challenges at hand, we listen to them, we take note, we do a full assessment of their need, and then we put together an action plan, a help plan for them. And in many cases, it's not just us. We usually will reach out to other nonprofits, sometimes to some government agencies as well. So we try to put together a cohesive plan that lifts these individuals, these families, these households out of a horrible situation and to get them into a trajectory of stabilization.
Eric, you covered so much there. Wow. I mean, the breadth of services and service, really what this is really impressive and impactful to think about when, you know, for example, I mean, we all know how the healthcare industry is and people without insurance, how difficult that can be. So to have a pharmacy like that is just remarkable and such a big help. And then, you know, homeless, like recently homeless individuals, I think there's a tipping point there, right? And isn't that probably a big part of that, is if they're recently homeless and we can get them back on track or give them a hand up, man, people can usually kind of catapult off of that and turn their lives around pretty quick.
Correct. Yeah. And that's something that you see across the country, and especially in Dane County. There are a lot of programs and services to help get someone housed, even though that is still, you know, a challenge within itself. But just getting someone housed does not complete the issue, or doesn't close the issue of someone in a situation to where so many different aspects of their life are just unraveling. So, you know, if you look at any type of you know, whether it's a study, or just if you even talk to any you know, counselor, therapist, or just anyone that is working with recently homeless and or doubled up families, individuals, households, they will tell you that housing is just one part of the solution. It needs to be kind of a full chain of just different resources for those folks to really, again, get to that level of stabilization. So whether it's financial literacy, whether it's trying to find a situation to where they can afford daycare and transportation, that's a huge one, especially in Madison. So there are so many pieces to getting someone out of just a really unstable, rocky situation.
We're talking with Eric Fleming over at St. Vincent de Paul Madison. The website, svdpmadison.org, svdpmadison.org. Eric, I want to make sure people understand two different ways they can help support the work. So what are some of the best ways for people if they want to assist others through your organization that they can get involved?
Yeah, there are a number of ways. So like most nonprofits, we are always looking for volunteers. Whether it's individuals that would like to give their time and talent, but we're also constantly talking to and working with businesses that will send employee groups, and they will usually work for, maybe 2-3 hours. So a specific shift time. So we are so appreciative of that and always looking for additions to our volunteer roster. Another way that you can support us, of course, is through financial donations. And there's a whole variety of ways of doing that. Many people will, give on a monthly basis, or they will put us into their will or trust, estates. A number of people now, actually, in the last few years, are really looking at their investment accounts and just, providing an annual gift from one or multiple investment accounts. Another great way of helping St. Vincent de Paul is physical donations. We have a ton of people that will donate food for our pantry, clothing for especially specific families that are coming to us that have nothing. And of course, if you go to any of our thrift stores, we actually have drive-throughs set up to where you can just drop off, a variety of items, and those. Many of those items will be resold in the stores, and if they can't be resold, then we usually look at selling those for third parties. So usually it's something within regards to recycling, and or working with third parties that are helping bring clothing and rags and whatnot to third world regions that are in desperate need of certain raw materials. So that's another great way of helping. I would say the last way is if you know someone that is in need, okay? So if you know someone that is hungry, if you know a family that is in need of food, that is in need of basic medical care, a family that needs clothing, furniture, if there's someone in your sphere that is just on that kind of edge of falling down, basically, into just not a good place, please send them to us. If nothing else, we will listen. We will do that full needs analysis, as I mentioned earlier. And we will work with, again, other community partners to figure out how we can help this individual, this family, get back on their feet.
I think it's really wonderful also to know that if you're making a donation of items, whatever you're doing, that gift is going to impact someone else's life. And I think hopefully we've been encouraging that throughout our society for people to donate, especially things when you're done with them, when they're not items you want to keep anymore or want to use anymore. There are always better options than just tossing those things out. There's so many great places to make donations to, and someone else can use that and take advantage of it. And you can really lift up people that way. So I love the fact that that's part of the operation as well, Eric. Now we have to cut to break here in just a minute, but I did want to say this real quick, because I kind of went on a little soapbox a couple weeks ago. I used to be a fund development person for Project Home. Mm-hmm. And so one trend I was seeing was a lot of organizations kind of turning away and that would give financial gifts and then would say, oh, well, we don't feel like that's something that's enough, or we want to do more than that. And we're always happy to have those organizations partner with us to make a financial gift, but also maybe volunteer. But the financial gift is so vital to helping nonprofits operate. They need that stability. They need those financial gifts, even to make those volunteer opportunities possible. So I'm really glad that you brought that up as well, because your financial contributions are what help these nonprofits function and make the impact they do in our society. So I'm sure Eric would appreciate those financial gifts too.
Yes. Thank you, Jason.
All right. You are listening to Let's Get Local today. We'll be back with more Eric Fleming and St. Vincent de Paul in just a minute. Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. Thanks again to Darcy and the team for sponsoring great shows like this and stories and talks with people like Eric Fleming of St. Vincent de Paul. Right before the break, we talked about ways you can contribute and get involved, volunteer time, donations of items, money. Eric, you have a fun event people can support the organization through coming up soon. So tell people about your event here on May 24th.
Yeah, we actually have an annual fundraising event. And it's actually not just a fundraising event. It's actually a way for folks to really get the full breadth, the full portfolio of what St. Vincent de Paul does all throughout Dane County. And I haven't even probably touched upon many of the other services and programs that we provide. It's kind of an endless list in some respects. But it's an event that's happening on May the 24th. It's at Alliant Energy Center. It's a morning event. It's 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. So on your way to work or just the start of your day, it's 1 hour. You are in and out. Registration, breakfast, parking, it's all complimentary. So there is no cost to attend this. And of course, we will encourage attendees to make a financial gift, but they don't have to do that. It's not a mandatory thing. But I think the best way to describe this event, it's an inspirational, it's a networking, it's a fundraising opportunity, obviously in support of St. Vincent de Paul, but it's an event to where you're going to walk away with a deeper understanding of the amazing work that St. Vincent de Paul volunteers, staff, members, and supporters are doing throughout our community. And again, there's just a lot that St. Vincent de Paul does that is kind of behind the scenes, and we don't really talk about it a lot. So I would just encourage people to come and to really, again, get that full story of what St. Vincent de Paul is doing in all of our backyards and how we're helping so many of our neighbors in need.
I think that's a wonderful idea for an event. Yeah. We're all, people that have worked in nonprofits. I think one thing that we all have as a challenge is there's so much work to do. There's so much impactful things that we're focused on that we don't always have the time or the resources to tell the story or the impact of that work because we're so focused on the work and doing good. But we all know how important that is, telling the story, because when you do that, you reach more people. People have better understanding. They can feel more comfortable with your organization, getting involved, and you hope you kind of gain those followers and fans to really be champions with you. And Eric, I think that's a great way to do it. Allow people to come into a space, a free event. Again, May 24th. Is there registration for that event? Can they just show up?
Yeah.
What's the situation there?
I should say, Jason, that registration is required. So, of course, we can have an understanding of what catering needs. And if you go to our website on the very top header, you'll see Care Cafe. If you click on that, then there's a box on the Care Cafe page that you can register It takes like a minute, if that, and boom, you are registered and ready to go.
Sounds like a great event, a great opportunity. Again, May 24th, 7:30 to 8:30, 1 hour of your time, breakfast involved, and hear some great stories about St. Vincent de Paul and the impactful work. Eric, yeah. One other thing I thought was interesting you brought up was talking about nonprofit, you know, collaborations and collaborations with area businesses and other groups, right? How important has that to kind of help lift you up too? And also just find these partners that you can kind of coexist with and make a bigger impact with.
We really need to partner with other nonprofits and, you know, government agencies, because every single person and or family that comes to us, those needs are very specific. And yes, a lot of times they fall into similar categories, but I will tell you, more times than not, each case is just a bit different. And so after doing that full analysis, it becomes, you know, apparent pretty quickly that we can't do this alone. In other words, we know what this person or what this family needs to get to that next level, again, of stabilization. And I think that's one of the things that I think is really cool about St. Vincent de Paul. We are very honest, and we'll tell people, hey, we can help you here and here, but you also need help in these areas. And that's not our wheelhouse. So now we're going to bring in these organizations to assist. And we're going to walk you over to, you know, whether it's the YWCA or Catholic Charities or, you know, whatever organization makes the most sense. But, you know, we won't just provide the information and then, you know, end the phone call. In almost every case, we really try to walk with that family and to make sure that they feel secure, that they have the information that they need. And a lot of times we will also start the conversation on their behalf, because, you know, they're struggling and they may not even know how to verbally, you know, tell their full story. And so we, to the best of our ability, try to, you know, on their behalf, not just tell their story, but to make those appropriate connections. So that's really critical. I'd say on the corporate level, corporate financial gifts and then corporate employee groups, that kind of goes hand in hand. We really rely on a lot of these, you know, businesses, especially local businesses in Madison that really believe in our mission. And we just can't thank them enough, because I can tell you this, there are certain days where we'll have a number of volunteers that call in and they're sick, you know, and they can't come in. And thankfully, we have a number of businesses that we can call. And I'm not saying this is always the case, but in many cases, they will quickly find 6 to 12 employees and send them over, and they'll work for, you know, 1, 2, 3 hours. And it's just amazing. And it really helps us, especially when we're in that bind.
We're talking with Eric Fleming of St. Vincent de Paul Madison, the website svdpmadison.org. Eric, so great to learn more about the organization today and everything you're doing. Remind people one more time before we go about the event coming up and where they should register.
Yeah, so the event is the Care Cafe. It's our annual informational networking and fundraising event. It's on May the 26th at Alliant Energy Center. It is 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. It's 1 hour. You get in and out. There is breakfast. There is a fantastic program. It goes very quick. Registration, breakfast, parking, all of it's free, but you have to register. Registration is required. So if you go to svdpmadison.org, svdpmadison.org, and if you look at the very top of the screen, you'll see Care Cafe. Just click on that, and you can register right on the Care Cafe page on our website.
Eric, thanks so much for your time and what you do. We appreciate your work.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's this week's Let's Get Local. We'll catch you again next week for more local stories. Hey!
It's been a long time coming, but I know.